The EAA, Education Achievement Authority, was Governor Snyder's big experiment to try to turn around Detroit's most struggling schools. It took 15 schools away from the Detroit public school system and let the state created EAA do the teaching. Critics slammed the EAA as being expensive, ineffective. There's been high turnover both in students and teachers, questionable spending on expenses and travel. The EAA will come to an end when its schools rejoin Detroit's district a year from now. Right now, though, there is a battle between the Detroit Public Schools and the EAA over $12 million in outstanding rent payments the EAA may or may not owe DPS. Let's turn now to Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick to help us figure this all out. The $12 million they're fighting over, Sarah, is for what exactly?
The $12 million that we're talking about is being characterized as rent payments, and that's not entirely inaccurate, but essentially when the EAA started up in 2012, it started up with and still only has the 15 schools that all were former Detroit public schools, and the EAA is actually leasing them from the former DPS for just $1 a year. What these payments actually covered were the portion of the historic debt payments that each of those EAA, now EAA students, would have covered for DPS. So essentially, they were paying off DPS's historic debts that so that DPS didn't have to carry on that burden on its own.
And EAA is claiming that the state bailout package for Detroit schools wiped away the lease debt. What did you find from reading that legislation? Anything that backs up the EAA claim?
So there is nothing that I could find in the legislation itself that indicated that the money, that there would be any sort of wiping clean of these debts or that any money should be transferred to the EAA. In fact, if I can read some of the language, it says that the money that the state did appropriate to the new Detroit Public Schools to start up this new district can only be used to offset directly or indirectly the absence of local school operating revenues. So that means the property taxes that would have normally gone to cover school expenses now that stays with the old school district is what's paying off this historic debt now. So basically, that sort of puts it all in the hands of the head of the Detroit Public Schools to decide, you know, how to appropriate this money. And right now, the head of that is a transition manager, former emergency manager Stephen Rhodes, who is an appointee of Governor Snyder.
And the EAA is saying, hey, the governor assured us the rent owed, taken care of, wiped away. What is Governor Snyder's office saying or doing about the dispute?
So the EAA has been very, very vehement and provided to Michigan Radio a number of documents and a pretty detailed timeline saying they had the understanding or had been assured by the Department of Treasury and members of Governor Snyder's administration that, hey, these past debts that you owe to the Detroit Public Schools for these rent payments would be wiped out. And in fact, their board went ahead and approved a budget just at the end of June based on that assumption. But it turns out that this amended lease agreement that was supposed to sort of wipe that out, because again, it's the transition manager for the new Detroit Public Schools that has to do that, was never formally approved. And the EAA and DPS are still talking. And then the state is saying now they should keep talking. But the EAA is saying, hey, we really were under the impression that these debts had been wiped clean.
So the governor's office is kind of saying, you guys figure it out?
Yeah, at this point, they're, you know, even though both of these entities that we're talking about, the new Detroit Public Schools and the Education Achievement Authority, are at this point sort of directly or are directly under state control, they're saying it's between these two entities to sort of work out amongst themselves.
Now, but DPS, in the meantime, I'm sure that $12 million means a lot in such a cash-strapped situation.
It does mean a lot. I mean, the reason that, you know, there's sort of disagreements about whether rent payments were ever delinquent or ever, but they were behind on these payments and had worked out a payment plan with DPS. And then apparently this confusion started at the end of last year but the EA is actively seeking to sort of cancel these payments. So, yeah, they're not in a great financial position, but obviously neither is Detroit Public Schools. So it's a tough situation.
So here's this $12 million difference of opinion. What is due to happen next, or do we know?
That's a really good question. I think they're still talking. I can read you a statement from a spokesperson for the Detroit Public Schools. She says that the DPS is still negotiating with the EAA, but Judge Rhodes, that's the transition manager, is not obligated to waive debt as the fiduciary overseer of the district. So It appears at this point that DPS is still saying, hey, we could really use that money. But the EAA was saying, wait a minute, we got assurances from the state that we don't owe you that money. So it really appears that the right people were not communicating with each other here.
We will watch this unfold. Michigan Radio, Sarah Swick, as always. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you, as always.